That was Billy Bragg with the amazing Power in a Union song. Someone requested that. Thank you for firing off a message as always. Next, we've got Margot by There's a Tuesday, and then we've got Nat Hatton on the line to talk about it. So, yeah, all going well. Here we are. Was There's a Tuesday with the beautiful song Margot. I hope you're all doing well. We've got Nat Hutton here on the line to talk about it. Hey Nat, kia ora.
Kia ora, hey, how you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Thanks for taking some time to talk to us. So Margot is from your debut album, Blush, from the band There's a Tuesday, from Christchurch. But this isn't your first Silver Scroll nomination, is that right?
Yeah, we were nominated maybe 3 years ago now.
Yeah.
For another track.
That was Girl at Night in 2022, is that right?
Yes, yeah.
But you were pretty surprised to find out that Margot was up for a scroll.
Yeah, definitely, especially with the company that it's in, with some of our favourite artists from Aotearoa. It feels like an absolute privilege and we just can't believe it's happened again. We feel so lucky, eh?
Yeah, and I mean, it's this song's very much a group effort. Obviously, you're credited along with Minnie Roberts, Joel Becker, Angus Murray. What's your songwriting process like? How did sort of Margot come together? How long did it take?
Yeah, so I started off just writing this one just over summer, last summer, just at my bedroom in my flat, and then when I flew down to Christchurch, showed it to the other three, because I'm based up here and they're down there, and we kind of workshopped it together. Gus wrote a drum part, Joel came in on bass, Minnie on a harmony and guitar, and yeah, kind of turned into what the song sounds like in the recording today, which is cool, yeah.
And what's the song sort of about? Can you, who's Margot?
Yeah, I feel like Well, I was going to be called Margot up until the day before I was born, where they changed it to Natalie, which I am a little gutted about.
But very different names.
Totally. And I feel like I'm much more of a Margot than a Natalie, but that's okay. Obviously, it doesn't bother me. But, yeah, basically I used Margot, the name, as, like, sort of my alter ego or something for how I was acting maybe in high school, pretending to be someone I wasn't, trying to be, like, Margot or something to fit in, when really I definitely was not her. And, yeah, kind of hiding being queer and being who I am and that kind of thing, yeah.
And what's behind the band's name, There's a Tuesday? It's quite unique.
Yeah. It's kind of one of those names you come up with in year 11 or year 12, and then you start releasing stuff and it's too late to change it. But it's kind of, I think one day Minnie's friend just was like, sitting with her, and was like, there's a Tuesday between a Monday and between a Wednesday. And then Minnie's like, well, what a cool little phrase. Let's name our band that, despite it being 52 characters long. So we were actually called There's a Tuesday between a Monday and between a Wednesday.
Ooh.
But after being told we would take up the whole poster for festival lineups, we just were asked if we were okay if we just give it the chop after Tuesday, and we were like, yeah, totally. Like, so now we're just There's a Tuesday.
Bit more streamlined, eh? And so am I right in thinking that you mentioned that came up in year 11 or 12? Did you guys get together in high school?
Yeah, so Lee and I actually met at Gus's 17th or 16th birthday party. Must have been 17th, so maybe year 12, and well, year 13, I can't remember what age that is, but met there, and Minnie was like, oh, I know you play the guitar, and I was like, yeah, and you play the guitar, and she's like, yep, let's play the guitar together. So, yeah, we started actually as like more of a folk duo, and then Gus jumped in on drums, and Joel jumped in on bass at the end of our last year of high school, and that's kind of been the setup ever since, which is cool. So yeah, we've been together a while now.
Did you do Rock Quest?
Yeah. Me and I did Rock Quest. We were going to do it as a band, but Joel was the year above us at school, so he had like left high school, and you've got to be in high school to do it.
Yeah.
So Minnie and I were just like, let's just do it as a folk duo. So we did that as like a funny little duo. We bought a little horse stomp pedal that we thought we'd kind of imitate the sound of a kick drum, but it ended up neighing and making all sorts of trotting sounds. So we actually got rid of that and just stuck to the rock band, which has been good for us ever since.
Rock Quest is a bit of a rite of passage, eh? I feel like everyone's been through it. And so you guys grew up in Christchurch, is that right?
Yeah.
How has that city informed your music or any other parts of your creative expression?
I feel like Otatahi has like an incredible music scene, which we were so lucky to be kind of immersed in. I mean, so many epic artists have come out of there. Marlon Williams, Goodwill, and Phaser Days is now living down there, which is really cool because there's such an Ototahi presence in the Scrolls this year with Mal and Phaser Days and us, which is cool.
Yeah.
But it was really nice. I mean, Minnie's brother is in a band called The Butlers, so we just they'd let us jump on and like tour around with them, and just like opened for local acts who we kind of looked up to, and yeah, everyone's so supportive, and it's such a little family down there in the music scene. So we were really lucky to kind of have a cool crowd of people around us who, like, would support what we were doing, and, yeah.
Do you think Christchurch has got a sort of, I don't know, do you find it sort of a optimistic place? Like, your music's quite upbeat, or do you think there's sort of a gothicness to Ototahi?
I think Ototahi is really, really special place. I mean, we're all born there. Oh, apart from Gus, I think he was born in England. But yeah, we all grew up there. And yeah, there's just such a like sparkle to it or something. I mean, especially after the earthquake, it's come back like better and bigger than ever. So yeah, it's definitely an epic place to be and to create in, which is cool.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I understand you've been playing music since you were very young.
Yeah, really young. I think we all started playing pretty young. I mean, Joel's mum's a music teacher, Minnie's parents are musical, and my parents made me, you know, start playing the guitar when I was 5, and I think same with Gus with the drums, but yeah.
What local artists have you looked up to sort of through the course of your life so far?
In Christchurch or Aotearoa?
Pardon? Oh, Christchurch and Aotearoa, both.
Yeah, I mean, one of my favourite artists ever, and I think I'm speaking on behalf of all four of us when I say this, is Goodwill, who is an artist in Christchurch. He is also our producer, which is really cool. He produced Margot and the whole album, which is nice, but he's always been a really big influence. For me, he was in a band when he was a bit younger called Nomad, and I was obsessed with them, so to get to work with them now is pretty cool. But yeah, I think we're all pretty big fans of The Beth, Phaser Days, Mal Williams, Nadia Reid. There's just a bunch of Tiny Ruins, I think.
Yeah.
Especially when we started off more folky. I think the Tiny Ruins record was the first record I ever bought, and yeah, I definitely thrashed that thing. But yeah, I mean, there's so much epic music coming out of Aotearoa. Yeah, I couldn't list them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's an impossible question to ask, sorry. And I mean, there's so many of those big names will be nominated for the Scrolls and will be there on October 29th at the awards. Who is anyone you're hoping you'll get to meet or see again, or yeah, who are you looking forward to seeing?
I am honestly looking forward to seeing everyone. I think everyone who's been nominated is amazing, and it feels crazy to be in their company. So yeah, I think just to hang out and chat with everyone will be cool. I think I'm going to borrow a suit from Marlon's girlfriend, so I'll probably
she's got great style.
See him again, which will, yeah. So yeah, gonna see him again, which would be nice, and would love to chat to Mazboy Q and Jess B and Phaser Days. It's everyone there is just so epic, and yeah, we're frothing to be in the midst of that.
Yeah, it'd be nice. Any other big plans in the coming months? Any gigs, shows that you guys are performing or going to? What's on your radar?
Yeah, we're gearing up for summer. We're playing a couple festivals. We're doing Rhythm and Vines, McCurrents, Rolling Meadows, and Electric Ave. So just kind of getting our set ready for those shows. And we've been writing a lot, actually. We've had a busy year playing music overseas, more than we have in the past. So we've been spending the last couple of months just chilling, which has also created some time to write new music. So, yeah, just writing and getting ready for summer.
Exciting. And have you got another album in the pipeline working on?
Yeah, another project in the pipeline.
Project, cool.
Yeah.
Love a bit of mystery. Oh, that's so awesome. And yeah, good luck for the Scrolls. It'll be an amazing night for the music community in Aotearoa. And yeah, congratulations. It's huge to be nominated. It's a real honour.
Yeah.
So
thank you so much.
Amazing. Cool. Well, thank you so much for talking to me, Nat. That was Nat Hutton talking to me about Margot, the Silver Scroll nominated single from There's a Tuesday's debut album, Blush, which I believe is definitely out now. Is it on vinyl or just Bandcamp, Nat?
Yeah, vinyl, Bandcamp. Yeah.
All of it. Mean. Okay, well, get out, not you, the listeners, get out and get a copy this weekend maybe. Yeah, lovely. All right, Nat, thank you so much for talking to
me.
It was lovely. And yeah, good luck.
Hey, thank you so much.
Cheers. See you. Bye.
See you. Bye.
You're listening to Morning Glory, brought to you by The Tuning Fork. Let's listen to a bit of